Chapel of the Virgin. We are in the ambulatory at the far end of the collegiate church beyond the choir. This chapel contains the tombstones of two priests who were important in the history of the collegiate church. The stone on the right is dedicated to Jean-Quentin Louis, who arrived in the collegiate church after the revolution. Like many other monks, he had to flee his parish and go into exile during these troubled times. At the time, churches were being demolished or transformed. Notre-Dame-en-Vaux became a riding school. When Jean-Quentin Louis became priest of the Collegiate Church in 1801, a post he held until 1833, he was in no doubt that he would experience worse than the revolution, the invasion of the Cossacks in 1814. This time, the church was transformed into a fodder store before becoming a bivouac. To provide heating, large fires were lit inside, and chapels, the confessional, the pulpit and its stairs were burnt. The damage was immense. One can only imagine how distraught Jean-Quentin Louis was, faced with such a disaster. Opposite on our left is the flagstone commemorating his successor, Abbot Champenois. For more than 40 years until he died, he made it his life's mission to restore the church. He put heart and soul into his mission. If necessary, I will study archaeology, architecture, and even geology. I will go in person to the quarries for the stones. We must return the church to its splendor, rebuild its spire, restore the organ, the windows, the altars, all in Gothic style. Not enough money? I will collect the alms myself. I will advertise in journals to encourage donations. The state doesn't seem to want to help us, so be it. I will call on the highest dignitaries, counts, dukes, bishops, and why not the Inspector General of Historic Monuments himself, Mr. Prosper Mérimée. The campaign to get the work done will be long, but faith can move mountains. Thanks to his determination and tenacity, Abbot Champenois succeeded in restoring the majority of the church, which would become a historic monument and later be listed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site.